Dear Mr. President, as this is the first time our delegation takes the floor during your presidency, let me congratulate you on the assumption of this important duty and assure you of our delegation's full support. In my statement, I would like to draw the attention of delegation to the resolution adopted at the 64th session of the UN General Assembly in December 2009, that declared at the initiative of Kazakhstan, 29th August, today as the International Day Against Nuclear Tests. This day is highly symbolic for Kazakhstan and the international community. Exactly 70 years ago, the first nuclear explosion took place at the former Semipalatinsk test site in Kazakhstan. More than 450 nuclear tests took place in the Semipalatinsk, the consequences of which on human health and environment are being dealt with and addressed by my country up to date. 42 years later, on 29th August 1991, the first president of Kazakhstan, Mr. Nursultan Nazarbayev, in response to the massive anti-nuclear grassroots movement, made a historic decision to shut down the Semipalatinsk nuclear test site. This decisive and bold move was made even stronger when Kazakhstan voluntarily gave up the 1,400 nuclear warheads, or the world's fourth largest nuclear arsenal that was inherited on the breakup of the Soviet Union. These steps have been followed by a series of multilateral measures to end nuclear testing. Kazakhstan has been one of the most tireless supporters of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. In 2006, the nuclear weapons-free zone in Central Asia was agreed to be established by the five countries of the region. More recently, Kazakhstan became the host of the International Atomic Energy Agency's low-enriched uranium bank. Still, more efforts are needed to constantly remind ourselves about hard lessons of the past and bring us closer to a world free of nuclear weapons. Obvious lack of progress in nuclear disarmament over recent decades led to the initiative of 122 UN member states to adopt the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Kazakhstan ratified this treaty last month, and the instrument of ratification will be deposited today to the UN Secretariat in New York. Also, the Nazarbayev Prize for a Nuclear Weapon-Free World and Global Security was awarded today in Nur-Sultan to the late Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, and Executive Secretary of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, Lassina Zerbo. During the ceremony, the first president, Nur-Sultan Nazarbayev, called on the global community to abandon nuclear weapons and nuclear testing. My country is also continuing its efforts to create a permanent mechanism of cooperation between all existing nuclear weapon-free zones. A meeting on fostering cooperation and enhancing consultation mechanisms among such zones started in Nur-Sultan yesterday. Against this background, I would like to invite you all to join us to a panel discussion on cooperation between nuclear weapon-free zones on Monday, 2nd September, from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. in room 27. The invitations have been sent to your delegations. The event is organized by our mission together with Basel Peace Office and Parliamentarians for Nuclear Non-Proliferation and Disarmament. We are also grateful to Director General Tatiana Volovaya for her support and personal involvement in the event on Monday. We look forward to seeing you all on Monday there. Thank you very much for your attention.